I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we read a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you in your everyday life. But on Fridays, we not only read this daily meditation, but I try to answer some questions from listeners and fellow Stoics who are trying to apply this philosophy, whatever it is they happen to do. Sometimes these are from talks. Sometimes these are people who come up to talk to me on the street. Sometimes these are written in or emailed from listeners. But I hope in answering their questions, I can answer your questions, give a little more guidance on this philosophy we're all trying to follow. Are you great like this? People have different definitions of greatness or success. Some people look at money as a measuring stick. Some look at celebrity and recognition. Others look at awards and rankings and Fortune's 40 under 40. Maybe you think you're powerful because you have a lot of people working for you, or successful because you have a full calendar, or important because you've been on TV, or happy because you go from one pleasurable activity to the next. But do you know what Seneca considered the sign of greatness? In On the Shortness of Life, he writes, "Believe me, it is the sign of a great man and one who is above human error not to allow his time to be frittered away." What a wonderful way of putting it. It's not how rich you are. It's not about how famous you are. It's not about how many trophies you've won. No, to the Stoics, the point of this work was something simpler, something within everyone's reach, to not waste time, to be in control of one's life rather than in the sway of ambition or distraction or temptation, to get clear on what we want to do, when we want to do it, and who we want to do it with. To never, as we've said, wish away a minute of life, to make good use every minute. That is greatness.
All right, so I'm going to pivot away from your books. Your books can't be part of some of the answers to the questions I'm about to ask.
Okay.
Got a stack of books behind you. If I want to be a better leader in 2021, what should I be reading or studying, in your opinion?
Let's see. 48 Laws of Power, definitely. Mastery by Robert Greene, definitely.
It doesn't have to be behind you either, right?
I think I can do. So the section I have behind me, for the most part, got a little mixed up. But these are like the books that I read and reread. I call them my life books, like books that you base your life around. Here's one. This is
Doris Kearns Goodwin's Leadership in Turbulent Times, a very timely book and timeless one.
Is that, Think Like a Roman Emperor book in the middle there? Is that the...
Here?
Yeah, what is that one?
No, that's a book called Roman Honor, which is also good. But How to Think Like a Roman Emperor is very good. I love Donald Robertson. I have Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, which I like. If you haven't read Anti-Fragile, that's a great one. Man's Search for Meaning, Taming the Tiger Within by Thich Nhat Hanh, who I was telling you about, who I like a lot. Yeah, I think that's a good start.
I would say that's a good start.
It's about 2,000 pages, so hit me back when everyone in the room has finished all those.
Man's Search for Meaning isn't that long a book, but it might make you think for the entire 12 months.
That is a short one, and yeah, if you only read that book, it would give you a lifetime to chew on.
Mentors, coaches, who are you turning to right now to be a better author, better leader, better father? Who are you looking at right now as we roll into 2021?
Well, I love the concept of masterminds. I'm in a group of writers. We get together once a year. We rent a house somewhere and we spend like 3 days, everyone sharing different parts of their business, trying to learn from each other. So I'm a big fan of that model. You know, Robert Greene is someone I'm lucky enough, he continues to take my phone calls. So that's been a great one. Someone like Steven is a big part. You know, I have my editor, I have my agent, I have, you know, sort of collaborators that I work on my projects. And then, you know, probably like when I think in my life, like every failure I've had, like every mistake, big mistake I've made, they all have in common that my wife told me they were a very bad idea and I did them anyway, you know? So I think, you know, you're like, not like a mentor in that sense, but like certainly a sounding board / partner. I don't think, you know, I met my wife when I was 19. So she's been on this journey. We've been on this journey together. You know, that's a big part of it for me as well.
All right. Last question for me. Then we'll get one or two burning questions. And let you go.
All right.
Ryan, do you struggle with contentment or happiness?
I do think it's important to me. And the studies have shown this, young people tend to associate happiness with accomplishment. And as you get older, you tend to associate happiness with contentment. And that's an important, it's like knowing that we should try to not speed that process up, but we should try to go, oh, we're probably chasing the wrong thing. We think that winning a gold medal, you know, getting a Super Bowl ring, making $1 billion, being a best, we think that that thing is going to get us that happiness we want, when really it's appreciation and gratitude and contentment that will get us what we want. And so that's something I try to practice. I try to every day take a minute and go like, this is enough. This is totally enough. You have enough. Be happy with it. This is it. And then everything else is extra.
Well, I guess that's a good, my question, I was trying to figure out how to ask it succinctly. Filters, like how do you, as many opportunities that probably land on your desk today and projects you want to pursue, and in light of kind of what you just said, how do you filter through? Like, how do you decide this is something I'm going to go in on?
I have a big sign on this side of my computer. You can't quite see it, but it just says no, !! Just a reminder to say no. And I think the pandemic's been a great reminder of, like, you know, a lot of people, myself included, have sort of had some really clear, some really bedrock assumptions about what we have to do to survive financially, to be happy, you know, to be creatively fulfilled, whatever. Like, I have to do this, this, and this. Like, if you told me at the beginning of 2020, okay, you're not going to travel, you know, you're not going to be able to sell books in bookstores, you're going to have to do a book launch remotely, you know, blah, 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 blah. I've been like, well, that's going to be the worst year ever. And you're going to go broke and you're not going to succeed, right? Oh, lo and behold, it's one of the most productive, content years of my life. And so, you know, the pandemic, I think, has been a nice in the sense that it's a radical forced lifestyle experiment, you know? And, So one of the challenges for me is going to actually be trying to maintain this bubble, you know, this sense of focus and purpose as, you know, the temptations and distractions come back online.
Awesome. So a few minutes left. Does anybody have a burning question, something that they want to ask the Ryan Holiday about around his books or anything else? Anybody? I know I said the question, so pressure's on. I have one more if you guys don't have it. What's tattooed on your arms here, Ryan?
I have obstacles away, ego is the enemy, and then I have stillness is the key.
This is a marketing guy.
I would say it's 1% marketing, 99% need to be reminded on a regular basis that ego is the enemy.
I love it. Wait, you open that book up, I think, saying, hey, I don't want to be different here. Yeah, that's how you phrase it. Andrea, what'd you
have? I think the question is more geared to when you are thinking about that next book, are you thinking about what's going to be good for yourself, or are you thinking about what's going to be good for the audience?
Question. So that next book, what's going to be good for you, maybe financially or beyond, and what's going to be good for the audience anyway then?
So it's, I think about it, it's like, here's all the things that I'm interested in that I could write about. And then here's all the things that the market is interested in. And you got to find where those two things overlap, right? Like ego is the enemy. As I was saying, like, I really wanted to write a book about humility. That's the germ of the idea, but it was in talking to people. Oh, actually, attacking this same idea from the opposite angle, that ego is the thing we're struggling with more, allowed me to find, you know, Epictetus says every situation has two handles. One will hold weight, one won't. So it's about finding the right handle on the idea that's both creatively interesting, fulfilling, challenging, fun, whatever it is, and commercially viable.
Didn't Robert Kiyosaki write about that? How you have to have titles that are sexy?
Yes. Yes. You gotta have, people go, don't judge a book by its cover. It's like, why do you think books have covers then? You know, like that's what it's there for.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.